Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. I'll be your host by name. Your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Tribe Yahdah, YHDH, part number 125. We're going to bring our elder in to tell y'all about the broadcast, and we'll see which way the special audition called Thursday evening will go. So let's go find our elder and bring him in, Elder Mr. Tibbs, and he'll tell y'all about the broadcast, and whatever the Almighty done put on him to tell you on tape number 125. So when you meet our elder, what a loud voice you say. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be to their Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. I just got the people on the international side, and I see that it's everything is still in place like it's supposed to be, so we clear that everything is there and plus more is added. So all I can tell you, the foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up. So all we have to do, and we keep stressing that, all we have to do is get in order. And Yahuwah say, hey, you get in order, I recognize who talking to me from the pages of the book, then you will see my big black mighty hand. You on the clock, Elder. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah, bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And doing that, that's exactly what they're going to hear, Yahuwah's righteous words. But we know we have some out there that really just want to listen for a few minutes and jump off. Well, it said the more that you do, the better that it's going to be, especially the more that you do in the word of Yahuwah. We sometimes say it's good to have big ears and little mouth, because that means you're going to hear a whole lot of Yahuwah's words. That's what it reminds us of in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. Well, in doing that, you never hear all of what's said, and that's not a good thing. Because when you interrupt, especially in the word of Yahuwah or righteous teachings, you miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. And that's one thing you don't want to do, because it reminds us that in 2 Esther chapter 7, verses 20 and 21, 20 says, for there shall be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law or Torah instructions of Yahuwah that is set before them. 21, for Yahuwah hath given straight commandments or Torah instructions to such as came, that which they should do in this life, even as they came, and what they should do to observe to avoid punishment. And I know I don't want to be standing in that line at that narrow gate going through the punishment line. I'd rather be on the one that's open for righteousness. This is why we're here, to help guide you through that gateway, to avoid these dark times, bad teaching, loud bump the gums in Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. It's been asked us, how can you guys get this much stuff out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah. Your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, and we get much more. We do all this because you have knocked. This is information you came to seek. Now you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, however, we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath, the current time, is 7:30 to 10:30 on Friday. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line that will appear, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so. Remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures, which are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also, once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year, and that includes myself. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available only during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But do not, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will not receive a response or a call back. Remember, the book of Sirach tells us that in chapter 6, verse number 6, it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have but one counselor over 1,000. You remember the example I gave you? Having 6 cooks to make a cake. When they're done, I don't even know what the outcome would be. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note we'd like to mention, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast. This slows him down quite a bit because already the seer is very busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and even now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless You'll call that number trying to teach. Also, when any temple member is doing group scripture texts, once again, remember, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act. An ounce is given with a verbal precept, as we're taught, as the seer says. Remember, we are the children of Yahweh. That's an important thing, because we are the blessed peacemakers, which is said in the book of Matthews, chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, you can choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, another good thing, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Peloton, where our sound is usually crystal clear. We've been listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look once again for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. This is where Yahweh's word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And your finder Broad Talk ends before teaching time. For your convenience, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, always remember, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh always flow smoothly, remembering that we are online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. Not noise, not confusion, but those righteous words which is uplifting to us all. Remember what it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches or covenants of the saints." Because we, the peacemakers, as was said earlier, keep the scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, you miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we rehearse the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh, as it says in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." But when you're learning this, remember I did say before, the book of Sirach 11 verse 8 tells us, "Answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." As a backup verse, if you don't have Sirach, look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 verse 3. Let's see, that's what is that? Chapter 18 verse number 13 says, "He or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it, it's folly. Shame unto him or her." So we don't want what we're doing to be folly, or what you're indicating to be as such. Remembering, today is another day for the word of Yahweh. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come to listen to the word of Yahweh, which currently is over hundreds of thousands. I can't even count the numbers myself. And in that, we have those that commend it and add unto it, only following by some casting the same words we listen to behind their back, wanting to hear their first favorite verses in the Bible, taking these meanings that they listen to totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, and don't forget the deceptive listeners, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman. And thinking of that, seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever tells you they've said they've even done more, they just lie. Now they're doing the worker of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's what you call impossible. We were reminded of that fact, what Yahuwah the Son told us about the impossible in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we can find out what our continuing possibilities would be today. Remember, we're already into the mysteries of the Bible. So let's keep our Bibles open. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel so we can unravel these mysteries. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, that's right. You know, I have a lot of memos on table. You know, sometimes you be looking at these memos on table, it just it mystifies me to know how much that we got to do and how Yahuwah have put this information in the six anointed camps. But the six anointed camps got to step it up and be able to deal with this, because this is big business. You want Yahuwah to intervene, like we keep saying. He only want to intervene once he sees the order. And how you know you in order? Whatever you're doing, do the book support it? You know, if the book support it, then you know you're in order. But if the book support it, you're not in order. If the spirit ain't right, it's going to show up too. All right, we're going to see who's going to be on the stage for the nice episode part number. And whoever can find me in Matthew or Luke, where they talks about one left and one taken. I got a memo on that right now. One left. Sid, would you break down Latter-day Saints? Sid, would you break down one left and one taken? One left, what do that mean? And one taken, what that mean? Well, one thing about the Latter-day Saints, and just like the WCC, Roman Catholic Church, I'm telling you up front, and that's why I'm pushing big time for the six anointed camps to get this down pat with the right spirit, because Yahuwah got something big for you, but you got to be able to, don't be fumbling around when it's time to throw down. And that's why we have started what we call street teaching. We get out there in the garden and we do street teaching. And the street teaching is, you know, you have many people that's going to come and they're going to have no understanding, period, but they're going to have plenty of understanding with their mouth. So you got to be able to evaluate what medicine do they need before you correct anything on them, even if they got a shaved head. They might have a shaved head on, a pair of pants or a miniskirt on. Overlook all that and see what he had first to see what kind of medicine that they need to apply it. And that's how it's going to happen, because Yahuwah have done something big before our eyes, and the seer see it. He done a Jeremiah 40 verse 4. You see the land before you, seer, everything before you. Look that way, what you see. Look on the other side, what you see. What you see that? What you see behind you? You know, I told the young lions, I said, look here. I said, let me tell you something. You see that the garden y'all dealing with right now? That ain't nothing but that's a warm-up. Let me show you what a garden really going to be. All you doing is getting warm-up practices. And what we said, we meant what we saying. So everything going to unfold itself, but all is focused on the seer's mind is see who going to get in order according to this Bible. You got to be recognized. The talk got to be on you. It got to be on you where you walk, talk. It got to be that you present yourself according to the Bible. The six anointed camps supposed to never leave home without their fringes on. Because you can always come in contact with someone that can look down some fringes and say, what is that? But if you don't have your fringes on, you're just like everybody else. You just like everybody else. And Yahweh gave you a dress code, and that's them fringes. So if you don't have your fringes on, you're not going to have the word of Yahweh, because either one gave us the fringes in the 15th chapter, 37 through 40, and told us the fringes is a reminder of you to keep Torah instructions. Because sometimes you might be ready to do something, you know, outside of the cup of the Bible. But guess what? You got some fringes on, you know, a small, still boy says, no, don't do that. Oh, that's it. You look down, oh, that's them fringes. Because one time I was in a store, got to call it the way it is, and you know that that other nature, because some was spotted in my eyes that I didn't see. So my eyes continued to follow what I was looking at, them fringes said, whoa, 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 whoa. Gosh, you're not. And I said, oh, who was that talking to me? He said, that's your fringes talking to you. And I said, okay, all right. So that is it. So let me tell you something. Especially if you're going to be in the leadership or the bosses of the true Israelite, you got to lead by example. Leadership must be on one accord, one mindset, and in order. And what's order? The Bible is order. Talking on prophecy, it's nothing to talk on prophecy. Latter-J said, we talk prophecy and things. This Bible got to offer. Think about it. We're going to make our move once the six anointed camps understand one thing. Don't leave home without your fringes on. You know, like Mother Z say. Mother Z said, listen, you know, I get more attention now than I did back in my days. But I asked a couple of camps and asked them a question. Where are your fringes at? That's what I want to know. You want to talk about mine. Where are your in at? And see, that's the spirit I'm talking about. Where is your fringes at, Israel? The fringes is what you have to exhibit for somebody to look at you and say, hey, all I want to know is where can I reach the peoples with them fringes on? I don't mean you no harm, but I know one thing. If I find the one got the fringes on, they'll lead me to where I got to go. And that's why you have to have your fringes on, Steve, are you? Enough said on that. Let's see if we can go find the young lions and all the mothers. See, one thing about the mothers. Let me tell you something about the mothers. The mothers said, let me tell you something, Steve. We got an eye on you, too, now. I said, well, that's a good thing. Because one thing about it, I know that ever since I know the mothers that have one spirit on them, and they're about this business. There ain't no cameo in it at all. They in this thing to win it. And guess what? So is the old seal. Now them young lions, we got eyes on them young lions now. Because like I said again, they might have a cameo. We don't know yet. Gotta give them a little more time. But we watching the young lions as they develop. The elders watching the young lions. The seal watching the elders. Got it? Good. Brother Micaiah. Up and coming teacher out of Camp One. This is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. Yahweh BJLC Roy.
Yahweh bless you. Fear Israel. Of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, like I said again, you know, in the 23rd chapter, verse 47, we ain't going to read in the book of Esther. In the book of Jasper. He said, my right-hand man, Eliezer. He said, what you see, Eliezer? He said, I see mountains. Yeah. He said, now, hey, you know, hey, my son, you know, you're going to be some people that's going to be making a book called the Quran, and they're going to have you all tattooed to it, Ishmael. So what you see, Ishmael, is I see the same thing your right-hand man see is mountains. He said, I tell you what, y'all just stay back with the answers then. That's all y'all see. Isaac, my son, what you see? He said, my father, I see a cloud. I see a black man in it with some big black feet sticking out of the clouds that you can preach up back to Exodus 24. That's what I see. Oh. Exodus 24 to come. Okay. Well, you come on, go with me. Point I'm trying to tell you. See, everything is laid out, but one thing that's not laid out is order. The order is not there. I mean, the order is what do the Bible say? What is order? What do the Bible say? That's it. What the Bible say? Do it. Guess what? Yahweh will intervene. He's going to put a blessing on you. He's going to open up the wonders you can't receive. Why don't you just do the Bible the way he got it written? You got it? Good. We'll talk about some prophecy. Yeah, Latter-day Saints. Let's talk about a little prophecy. Let's see who all going to be on stage for a nice episode. Mother E, Tribe of Yah God Judah, will you be on stage for the nice episode part number 125 of attending, ready to go, Mother E? Yahweh be with you. I see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. I see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, Mother Z, Tribe of Yahweh Judah, would you be on stage for the ninth episode part number 125? Come on.
You're not here right now.
Oh, she getting a message ready to address the nation. That's right. All right. And steady and always steady, always ready to go. Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. You see, I'm telling you something, Sarah. I said, Mother, you got a little cameo in you? What you mean, cameo? She said, no, I got past the cameo. You remember when... He said, see, you remember when all them big old camps came down on the floor to rescue me up out of there? They came to rescue me. And they all came. They sent me up front, and all the big dignitaries was around me. Even my father, everybody was there. They come to rescue me. Put a Rooster Franklin on me. I said, yeah, but how long that been? He said, that been 20 years ago. So what they're telling me? Mother GF Israel. Father Yahweh Judah, Yahweh be with you. I see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, what happened about 20 years ago? And you remember it was some big dignitaries, big two camps. They came to rescue Mother D.F. Israel. Do you know what was the outcome of that? Do you remember what was the outcome of that?
Well, I'm still there. That's the outcome.
Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy. And that's just the bottom line. And we know when it's all said and done, that's how it's going to be. Because one thing about it, we tell you what the word of Yahweh said. And we know we got many those that have a problem with, you know, the tenor of a conversation. But one thing about it, this is the betterment. Because we clear in Zechariah 13, verse 8 through 10, it's not when two-thirds going to make it anyway. So a lot of those that are going to fall away because they just going to have a spirit, they just, what the Bible's saying, they're just not going to want to go with it. But the seer got to tell it. He's going to tell it too. You know, going to tell it. Now, Latter-day Saints, you're always muking Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Now, tell me something. I might talk on prophecy if you do right. We go on and see Princess Leo Israel and see if you're going to unlock her microphone, but she can holler in that microphone a little bit on take number 125. So, Princess Leo Israel, Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you that sea, right? Well, sir, we got to nuke somebody. So, who you want us to nuke? The Elder or Detroit?
Neither one.
Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we get something going on. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
You know, I believe that. See, I believe that because there's a lot of things that we need to know about prophecy. And that a lot of people is not going to change through prophecy, but that don't give me no never mind about that anyway, because I know one thing, your nature going to expose you. I don't care how much you dress yourself, the nature of you will expose your hand anyway. So, but before we deal with some prophecy there, Brother Micaiah, I need a double dose of some more Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I need one more dose of that, and let's see what the Almighty got for tape number 125, special edition called Thursday Evening. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Yes, and I believe that. The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say in that very same hour. And I believe that. But see, you know, all on my mind now is what Yahweh have exhibited. Once we in order, Yahweh is saying, the bottom line, you in order, I got no choice to come in. Because he says in First Chronicles chapter 15, 12 and 13, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what he says that we can read in First Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 12 and 13. Can you help me out there? We saw it right there. And what can we read there? Come on.
In the book of First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 reads, "And said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourself, both you and your brother, that you may bring up the ark of Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, unto the place that I have prepared for it." Verse 13, "For because you did it not at the first, Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order."
This is the man saying, you see why Yahweh had made a breach on the whole 12 tribes of Israel, the peoples of the book. He said, because you're not in due order. But you made up a final statement. See, this is what you said. See, Yahweh hold you accountable for what you said. In Exodus, young lion, in the 19th chapter, something you said. See, here's the point. When something you said, Yahweh gonna hold you accountable for 100 trillion million years. This what you said. In Exodus chapter 19, something you said after you told Moses the Yahweh of the hour, and you said something. We're going to see what did you say that we can read. In the 19th chapter of Exodus, you made a profound statement, and we want to read what you said. What do you say in verse number 8 and 9? In the 19th chapter, matter of fact, put a name on the table. Look at verse 3 and skip down to verse 8 and 9. What we want to find out, our young lion, what did you say when Moses was called to up there to talk to him from Yahweh? What happened in 19:3? And skip down to verse 8 and 9. What happened? Come on.
Book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 3, 8, and 9. Verse 3 reads, "And Moses went up unto Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the family of Israel, and tell the children of Israel." Verse 8. "And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh." Verse 9. "And Yahweh said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So Moses was told by Yahuwah to go and speak to the children of Israel and tell them what I said. And they said, hey, Moses, all that you say, we will do. And then you come up with another statement. You came up with another statement. You add another word onto that. And the book of Deuteronomy is there, Brother Mattia. They added another word to that statement. And make sure y'all find me that statement that the WCC, not the WCC, a lot of these saints warn about one left. Somebody find me that in the book of, find me that statement, one left. Yeah,
one
left.
Taken. Elder already got it for you, Brother Seal.
All right, Elder.
Okay,
Elder, what's going on there, Elder Seal? The Elder say you already got it. Hallelujah. What you got, Elder?
Hallelujah. Well, it appears that Luke is a backup verse for Matthew's, and the book of Matthew's chapter 24, verse 40, it says, then there shall be in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Then there should be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left.
Okay.
And then in the book of Luke, we have a similar verse, but another backup verse, another couple of verses down. Luke 17:34 says, I will tell you that night, there shall be two men in the field. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left.
Okay.
And then in verse 30s.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
And verse 36 is a repetitive verse of the same as Matthew's. 36 says, two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the one left.
Okay. Well, let me take a poll real quick there. Hold on. I'm going to take a poll real quick. Okay. Now, if I got to start with you, what side that you want to be on? According to the verses you gave me, which one do you want to be on, Elder? Let's throw that on the table.
Yeah,
which one you want to be on? You want to be the one taken, or you want to be the one left? What is your vote on that? What is your verdict?
Well, we have to put on the table, first of all, who's going to be doing the taking. And if I don't know who's doing the taking, then I'm going to say I'll be the one left if I don't know who's taking.
Excellent. All right, good enough. Brother Mattia, which one you want to be? You want to be the one taking or left? Brother Mattia, you online?
I'm staying right where I'm at.
Oh, so you don't think twice. So you are tied to the hip with all the elders. Okay, good. Hey, Mother E, which one you want to be, Mother E? You want to be taking or you want to be left, Mother E?
I want to be left.
Okay, Mother says she want to be left. All right. Mother D.F. Israel, which one you want to be, Mother D.F. Israel? So Mother told the two mothers said they want to be left. All right. So we got the elder and the young lion said they want to be you left. Oh, right. So Mother want to be left and Brother Micaiah want to be left, and the elder want to be left, and Mother E, did you say you want to be taken, Mother?
I said I want to be left.
Oh, so everybody said, okay, all right, okay, I'm sorry. So everybody said the same thing. They all want to be left. You hear that, Latter-day Saints? So everybody in the and the bosses of the true Israelite says when that day comes, they want to be left. All right, so everybody want to be left. So now we'll put that to the side for right now so we don't find out that everybody of voices of the true Israelites saying, no doubt, we want to be left. All right, so we'll leave that right there. Now we're going to visit that before the broadcast is over now. So now you just hold tight, Latter-day Saints, and Go ahead, El.
Can I throw another verse in there?
Yeah, go ahead, El.
I'm going to look at Matthew 24 again.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with verses 42 and 43. 42
and 43.
42 say, therefore, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Yahuwah doeth come. 43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Hallelujah.
All right. All right. So everybody on 1 Accord wants to be let one. Ah, that's good stuff. You hear that Latter-day Saint? Everybody that's, you know, still, he smiles behind when things that, you know, it's not hard to get those filled up, to get happy. But in the same token, we'll move on. We will visit that before the broadcast is over with. Okay, now, what do we leave off on? What did we leave off on? Huh? Come on back.
We just got done knocking out that Exodus 19:3-9. You said we were shooting over there. That they said something else about it. I guess it's on our way to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
Oh, yeah. Right. We on our way to Deuteronomy chapter 7? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we was on our way over there. You said somebody
Deuteronomy. Oh, well, you're making powerful statements now. You said I was heading to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
That's a precept. It's a precept to Exodus 19.
Okay, well, you might as well bring it out then, young line. You know, you got over 400,000 plus on the network, so you might as well bring that out. We came out of the 19th chapter of Exodus and found out that they said all that you say we would do, but it was another statement they add on to that statement. So you said you got that statement, so bring it out. Let this national audience hear the statement that add a little bit more to it so you and the clock come on.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, for you are a righteous people unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Yahuwah, your Yahuwah have chosen you to be a special people to himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a close 2 or 3, but that ain't that's not direct. So do anybody want to take a shot at direct? Remember they said over there in that verse 8 and 9, all that you say we will do, and I said they added another word onto that statement. And I said, although that can work, but that's not the number one answer. I mean, that could be a 2 or 3, but what's the number one answer to that when we read in Exodus chapter 19 saying, all that you say we will do. So do anybody know another statement that come behind that we can read? Now,
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 27.
Okay, what that say?
Okay.
Now you finally on. Now you on something. Now you finna bring the number one here, and not the point that we wasn't looking at all the time, there, young lion. But sometimes we gotta throw some on the table to see where the number one hit. Now here comes the number one hit, and I tell you what to do with the number one hit. Pick it up around by verse 27, and just go and walk into it. Now this is the number one hit. Although the 7 verse 6 is in the same realm, but the number one hit is what you're getting ready to read now by picking up at verse number 27. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5. Pick up at verse 27, reading down. 27 reads, go you near and hear all that Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, shall say, and speak you unto us, all that Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, shall speak unto you. And we will hear it and do it. Verse 28. And Yahuwah heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me. And
hold that
Yahuwah
point.
Said unto me.
Hold that part. Hold that part. Hold that part just a minute. In verse 27, mothers, what was different between the 19th chapter? They said, when he read in the 19th chapter, he says, they said, we will hear it and do it. Now, what was added after that that we need to know? Now, not only said we will hear it and do it, what we read in the 19th chapter, verse 8 and 9, but they added another word to it. And what was that word, mother, that we can read? Mothers, what was that word that was besides that? Anybody give me an answer to that? Mothers, go ahead and get to me, Brother Micaiah. What was the word, what was the other word added to that that's different from the 19th chapter, verse 8 and 9? Come on, young lion.
Verse 27.
Yeah, what have been added in 27 that go right along with
now,
it? They put another word with it.
Hear it.
They gonna do what?
Hear it.
And
do it. And do it.
And
hear it and do it.
And
we will hear it and do it.
Okay, go ahead. Keep reading.
Okay, 28. And Yahuwah heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me. And Yahuwah said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Verse 29. Oh, that there were such a mind in them that they would fear me and keep all my Torah instructions always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31.
That's it. That's good. That's good. So he said, if, he said now, let me get a Bible for a minute. Let me peep at something. It's something in there that I just didn't hear that I want to hear. And Deuteronomy 5, verse 25. Let's see what it says. Let me peep at something. It says, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 25, I'm looking for one, but one word that is a little bit different that I need to hear. There's something in here that I want to hear, Brother Micaiah, and you have to follow me. It was one additional word that was added, but you have to follow me, so I tell you what I do. I got to come back with that word because I know the word was it was not said. Or was it said? Or was it said in 18? Or was it said in 18? Let me peek and see what it said. Let me look in the 19th chapter and see what that word said in the 19th
about
chapter, verse 89. Now I'm looking for one word. Additional word in 19, verse 8 and 9. I'm looking for one word that when you hear this word, it always get people's their eyes get bigger. Some word is a word always, when you say this word, their eyes are get bigger on this word. I'm going to show you what word it is. What word I'm looking for, I just show it from the page of the book. Mother E.
Obedient.
Let's go to the book of Hebrews. I'm going to show you what word I'm talking about. This is the word I'm talking about right here that I'm looking for. I look for a word in the book of Hebrews. Go to 13 chapter. I ain't. What you say, Edel?
Okay, I think that's in the book of Exodus. That's going to be at chapter 24, verse 7.
Okay.
When Moses took the book and read it, and it says, and he took the book of the covenant and read it to the audience of the people, and they said, all that the Yahweh has said we will do and be obedient.
Excellent. That's the word I'm talking about right there. That's the word right there. If you ever want to find out what's going on in your household or anybody around, just mention that word right there, and that's when everything goes out the way. Word called obedience. That's the word right there, Elder. Give me that book again, Elder.
That's in the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse number 7.
That's the word right there. When you hear that word right there, be obedient. Now everything goes out the window then. Obedience. When you say be obedient, then all of a sudden now, everything now is all over now. That's the word I'm looking for right there in 24 verse 7. It's the word called, we're going to hear what you tell us to do, and we're going to be obedient. See, this is a statement, and once you make a statement like that, Mother E, do you know what that means in Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2? Hey, Mother, what can we read? Mother E, what can we read in 30, verse 1 and 2? When you make a statement like that, as a matter of fact, before you read that, Mother, Mother D. F. Israel, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat. Before you read that, I want to go to Deuteronomy 27 first. Before you read that, I want to go to Deuteronomy 27. And a statement is made in the 27th chapter that we can read, Mother. He says, something he said, but I'm all over the place right now, but he said something. Well, make that 29. Thank you there, Mother E. Thank you. In the 29th chapter, here's a statement that's made, hey, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 29th chapter, look what he says in verse number 13, and 14. Deuteronomy 29, 13, and 14. What does it say that we can read?
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. That he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee Yahweh, as he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Israel. Verse 14. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath.
Verse 15.
But with him that standeth here with us this day before Yahweh, our Yahweh, and also with him that is not here with us this day.
What that mean, Mother D.F. Israel? What that mean?
The ones that's in the loins.
Excellent. So the covenant was made with the ones that was in the loins even to the day. Although you was not there, but you was there, you was in the loins of your father. Yes. So the covenant that was made way back here with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel for the children of Israel to make them, if they keep the covenant, then Yahweh had a specific name for them that you can read in verse 12. Now see, if you obey, he got a specific name for you that was given to you in verse 12. Do you know he gave you a name if you keep the covenant? And what's that in verse 12, Mother D. of Israel?
Deuteronomy 29, verse 12. That thou shouldest enter into covenant with Yahweh, your Yahweh, and into his oath, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, made with thee this day.
Go ahead. 13.
13. That he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee, Yahweh, as he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel.
Yes, he wrote you. And what did he say in 27 verse number 9? And he gave you a name in 27 verse 9. What name did he give you in 27? See, if you got all that going for you, look what name you got that you can read in 27 verse number 9.
Deuteronomy.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Same. Yeah, 27 verse 9.
Deuteronomy 27 verse 9.
Yeah,
I was just in 29.
Huh? We're bagging up to 27. We're bagging up to 27. We're going to bag up to 27.
Okay.
And we're going to
okay.
look right down at 27, verse number 9. Let's see exactly
okay.
if you're obedient. Let's see what he in store on you that you can read. Then we'll comment on after we hear it read in 27, verse 9.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 9. And Moses and the priest, the Levite, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? That's what you the man saying. You see the man is saying. He's saying, listen, you want to be the peoples of Yahweh? All you got to do is keep the covenant. This day, now we got a day when you became the peoples of Yahweh. But the stipulation was keeping the covenant. And look what he says in verse number 1 and 8. Mother, D of Israel, look what he says in verse 1 and 8.
Deuteronomy 27, verse 1 and verse 8.
Yes.
I'm going to get lost. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 1 and verse 8, verse 1 reads, and Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instruction which I command you this day. Verse 8, and thou shalt write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly.
What kind of way, Mo, D up as well?
Very plainly.
Very plainly. Very plainly. See, our job is to bring it out very plainly. Here is the Brother Kai, give me 2 Ezra 7:57. 2 Ezra 7:57. What do that say that we can read? 2 Ezra 7:57. Make it 56 and 57. What can we read in 2 Ezra chapter 7:56 and 57? What can we read, young lion?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 56 and verse 57. 56 reads, for while we live and committed sin, we considered not that we should begin to suffer for it after death. Verse 57, then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
You see that? So listen to me. Fixing on the campus. Listen to me carefully. This is the condition of the battle. If you're going to be about Yahuwah's business, he got rules and regulations. This is the condition of the battle. This is the contract. Now, Mother E, what you holding, Mother E?
Psalms chapter 30, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am. Wait, go ahead. Go ahead and read that out. Numbers 31 and 2.
Book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 1 and verse 2. And Moses spake unto the head of the tribe concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Yahweh had commanded. Verse 2. If a man vowed a vow unto the Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that he proceeds out of his mouth.
That's big talk there, Mother. So in the 15th chapter of Numbers, verse 1 and 2, can you help me out, Mother? Mother E? Hey, Mother E, can you help the old seer out in Numbers 15, verse 1 and 2?
Okay. Numbers 15.
Yeah, verse 1 and 2.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, spake unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you be come into the land of your habitation, which I give unto you. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Mother E, who talking and who listening and taking notes? Who talking and who listening and taking notes?
In verse 1, Yahweh talking to Moses.
So what Moses doing? Taking notes? My question is, Moses is, what is Moses doing while Yahuwah is talking?
Listening.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, so he obeying then, right? Are you saying, Mother? He obeying, he listening, he obeying, ain't he?
Right.
Okay, now skip down 37 through 40. Let's find out exactly. In 37 down to verse 40. So now Moses is listening, and he obeying because he said, take this to the children of Israel. So what did he take to the children of Israel that we can read in 37 down to verse 40?
Okay. Numbers chapter 37. Numbers chapter 15. Verse 37 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, spake unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a friend, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring. Verse 40. That you may remember and do all my commandments, and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's that talking in 41? What's going on in verse 41 there, Mother? What's that going on? He better say something about himself in 41.
Read
41. let him talk for himself in 41. What are you saying in 41 there, Mother? 41, what is he saying? Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 41. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your Yahweh. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Cool. If we precept that, Mother, who is he telling this to? That if we just precept that, because right now everybody can claim to that, but if we mess around and precept that, the Hosea 11 verse 1, it'll seal the deal. Now if we precept that verse, it'll be no doubt exactly who he's talking to by going to Hosea 11 verse 1. If we hold fast what he said to a people about land fringes throughout your generation forever. So now we ain't got no name on them, but he made a tidbit and said, I am your Yahweh that brought you up out of the land of Egypt. So now all we got to do is precept that to level one for there to be no doubt who we're talking to by going to Hosea 11 verse 1.
Okay. The book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You hear that, Marie? So you mean that the warmth that he specifically said is supposed to have on fringes is the warmth that identified himself as being who?
Israel.
Israel. So if you identify yourself being Israel, and you do not have no fringes on by being Israel, shame on you. Shame on you. If you identify yourself as being Israel of one of the 12 tribes, do you know this is an order from your mighty one for Yahweh to know the difference between you and me? And if you knew this, you'd both be in a hurry to understand this is a sign Yahweh gave you, just like giving you the Sabbath day as a sign, was the fringes. But give me 12:13. Same book. 12:13, Mother. Hey, Mother, how about Hosea 12:13?
Okay, the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 13. When Ephraim's feet trembling, he exalted himself.
Hold on, Mother. Look at it real good. Make it Hosea 12:13. Look at it real carefully. 12:13.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 13.
Yeah, look at it real carefully, Mother. Look at it real carefully.
Oh. Okay. And by the seal, the Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by the seal was he preserved.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? By what again? By how many seals was it?
A seal.
Excellent. A little bit louder, Mother.
A seal.
That's how it's going to happen again, see, right? If you don't know how it's going to happen again, that's how it's going to happen. They live there. This is how they came out. It was millions that came out. But they were laid out by how many seers?
One. A seer.
You see that, see, right? And see, that's our problem today. We always try to get around the Bible and come up with another way, but the Bible gonna testify against it. The WCC, they ain't the one. The Latter-day Saints, they not the one. The Roman Catholic Church, headed by Big Timothy Dolan, you're not the one. The Bible tell you exactly how it's gonna be right there in 12 verse 13. How it's gonna happen. See? See, but we got a problem with that. And we try to tell Israel, the only way you'll be part of this thing, you got to get in order. You got to line up with this Bible for Yahweh to intervene. If you are Israelite and you don't know you're supposed to have friends on, matter of fact, you're supposed to even go over limit, say, look here, I'm going to put me some friends on my underclothes and make sure I can get me some good sleep. It's just how serious this is, see, right? You don't leave out without no friends on when you know who you are. Because you're not in the will of Yahweh without having your friends on. So there it is. So the seal's job is to tell you. It's up to you to take heed to it. But that's how it's going to be. Now, that's good enough. I ain't forgot about it. I hear your Latter-day Saints. I ain't going to you comment on that. So all I know one thing, what we got to do, Brother Micaiah, what we got to do in 2 Ezra 10, verse 31 and 33. This is what we got to do. Let me show you what we got to do. The children of Israel, this is what you got to do. Let's see what we can read in 2 Ezra chapter 10, verse 31, what we got to do.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 10, verse 31 and verse 33. 31 reads, what aliveth you, and why are you so disquieted, and why is your understanding troubled, and the thoughts of your mind? Verse 33, and he said unto me, stand up manfully, and I will advise you.
So what we got to do again?
Stand up manfully.
Yes. Bring it out again, Mother D.F. Israel. You know, I got happy already. What got me happy, Mother D.F. Israel?
Stand up manfully.
Hallelujah, boy.
You see what the man is saying? The only way this is going to work, we got to stand up. What kind of way, Mother D.F. Israel?
Manfully.
Yep. Now you see that. So you see what the man is saying.
Yeah,
the man imagine, he's telling you, look, the job of a seer is to put it on the table.
Mm.
You know, I don't want no pats on the back or pats on the back. If you ever get a pat on the back, just measure how far it's from a kick in the rear end. It's about 6 inches away. So don't even worry about that. I'm just telling you what it's going to take. You understand something, especially in leadership. And leadership, you must lead by example. Yahweh said, I don't recognize you, children of Israel, unless you got on fringes. So if you ain't got no fringes on, he don't recognize you. And you got a couple old gray big camp saying, if you're wearing fringes, it's just like eating hog. That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. That's going to get whoever said that and whoever applied that going to be thrown in the bottom of the liquefier, according to Yahweh. What do you mean, what we can read? Well, we can read that. Read that, Mother Dear Israel. Let's go to Zephaniah 1, 6 through 9. We can read that. Yeah, we can read you going to the fire. If you ain't got your fringes on, especially the children of Israel, you're going to the fire. Now, you other nations, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you right now, but I care about the children of Israel. If the children of Israel is not wearing fringes, you going to the fire. I don't care. I'm a Sabbath day you keeping on what you did and how you did it, because Yahweh made it plain, Mother E, in 17, verse 10, he made it plain. What did he say in Luke 17, verse 10?
Okay.
Yeah, 17, verse 10.
Okay.
Backed up with Brother Micaiah in Sirach 43, 28 to 30, and back to Mother D of Israel, Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3.
The book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 10. So likewise, ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
You see that? So all we both say, Mother, when we do something for Yahweh, we supposed to say what, Mother? Hey, Mother, what supposed to come out of our mouth? Because we're supposed to look at ourselves as an unprofitable servant. And whatever is that Yahweh put on us to do, and we got the ability to do it, but what we supposed to say that come out of our mouth to others?
It's our duty to do.
Excellent. It's our duty to do. That is our duty to do. He gives some more talents, he gives one less talent, he gives some more. But you supposed to say out your mouth, this is your duty to do this. You don't get no fat mouth about what you done did. You're going to say, hey, this is my duty to do it. He done bless me to do more, and I do more. What you reading, Brother McKay? What you reading, Brother McKay?
Going to the book of Sirach. It's chapter 43, verse 28 down to 30.
Yeah, what it say? Verse 28 to 30. What it say?
28 read. How shall we be able to magnify him? For he is great above all his works. Verse 29. Yahweh is terrible and very great, and marvelous is his power. Verse 30. When we honor Yahweh, exalt him as much as you can, for even yet will he far exceed. And when you exalt him, put forth your strength and be not weary, for you can never go far enough.
You see that? So you see that? See, when you're taking care of Yahweh's business, the last thing going to come out your mouth about what you want. He said, because you never can go far enough in Yahweh's business. As a matter of fact, when I come on the network, regardless, I'm teaching, whatever I'm teaching at, I give it all that I got because that is my reason of service, and I give it all like it's my last. Because you never know it could be my last. The bottom line is, never think you can hold pat on what you're doing. That is your reason of service to do Yahweh's business as harder and fast as you can, because you never can go far enough. Now, Paul has addressed the northern kingdom in the 12th chapter, Mother D of Israel. He looked in eyeball to eyeball. What he says in 1, 2, 3, and 10 and 12. He says something to them in 1, 2, 3, then skip down to verse 10 and 12. What he say, Mother D of Israel, that we can read?
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, verse 10 and verse 12. Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3. For I say, though through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Verse 10. Be kindled. Affection one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayers.
You said rejoice. What kind of way? You say you got the joy. What kind of way, mother? Mother, what kind of statement?
Yeah.
What kind of statement? Hate that stuff. Read that again, mother. You know, it don't take much getting it happen now. You said we gotta do what in verse 12?
Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayers.
You mean that we supposed to rejoice even in tribulation, Mother?
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading? You mean when the tribulation part come, we supposed to still do what, Mother? According to verse 12.
Rejoice.
Ain't that something? Here's the man that's saying, now you know I got a precept that mother did up Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You mean even if we are in Isaiah the seer, you know, I got a precept that you, Spirit said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but you might want to put a precept to that. In the 24th chapter of Mother Day of Israel, you mean if things is not in my favor, I'm supposed to do what? When it comes out of Yahweh's business.
Sure.
A little bit louder.
Rejoice.
Excellent.
Yeah, well.
Oh, no. Oh, see, hear you now. Don't think he don't hear you now. All right. So in the 24th chapter of Mother, you try to tell me, even in Isaiah 24:15, our mother, be up Israel.
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15. Wherefore, glory honor you, Yahweh, in the fire. Even the name of Yahweh of Israel in the isles of the sea.
Ain't that something? You mean I got to be all that even when I'm in the what?
In the fire.
You see the man saying? See that's what we're talking about. And see, that's what we're trying to tell you right now in the street teaching we're doing right now. It's going to get hot. It's going to get heavy on you now in the street teaching. But you got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
When they come with, you know, with vinegar in their mouth and they want to talk, they might even have on some uniform that don't look like the ones y'all got on. Oh, we got on.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to deal with it. You can't all of a sudden get all, you know, you got to get at that even if you're in the what? Now you know the mother's going to be peeping on you now. Mother's going to be peeping on you and saying, is your heart ready to go even in the fire? See, that's what we're talking about. See, this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about that got to be set up in the six anointed camps. We got to have that spirit what we read right now. This ain't written down on no paper. We're just going through the moves or whatever be said. Now, we mentioned a lot of things about Moses, and I want to do a little precepting now. I want to take a look at something. I want to run, Brother McCallion. I want to go to me some second book of Ezra 13. It's something I want to see. I ain't forgot about you, Latter-day Saints. I ain't forgot about you at all. But I'm going to get around to it before the broadcast over it on what you're talking about. But I might get it right now. I don't know. Stay tuned. We're going to the book of 2nd Ezra. And matter of fact, we might as well just peep it a little bit. One taken, one left. And because everybody of the six anointed camps made a profound statement saying, you know, members out of the first camp said, I want to be left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be taken. That's what everybody said.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the record. On 125. So now what we're going to do, we're going to see can we do a little precepting then. Let's go to Amos 3, 1, 2, and 7 first. Let's get warmed up, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Amos 3, 1, 2, and verse 7 first.
Okay. And over here to the book of Amos.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up at chapter 3, on verse 1, 2, and verse 7.
Verse 1
reads. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, mm-hmm. I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Purely, Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his seer, unto his servant, the seer.
Mm-hmm. And what do it say in 33:33 there, Brother Micaiah? Of Ezekiel. Make it 32 and 33. Ezekiel 33, verse 32 and 33. What do it say we can read?
Okay, going to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 32 and 33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what can we read?
Verse 32 reads, and lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do them not. Verse 33, and when this comes to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Yeah, well, we don't know what you're going to be doing or how you're going to be doing, but someday you're going to put two and two together. Might be driving your car, might be heading to the laundromat. There's a red light. Soon later it's going to dawn on you, a seer is in the midst of thee. But he got a big job to do now, great job to do. That's getting the six anointed camps on one accord in order. Now let's run and take a look at what we can read in 2 Ezra chapter 12. Make it 12. We want to focus in on the Latter-day Saints a little bit. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 12 and look at verse 31 to 39, then skip down to 42 to 48. And Mother Eve held me 2 Ezra 13, 9 through 13, waiting on me. And Mother D of Israel, have me 16 through 18 and 21 down to verse 24. Had that waiting on me. Let's see what we can get out of this right here now. Young Lion, what can we read out of 2 Ezra, chapter 12, 31 through 38 and 42 down to verse 48? We're coming at you eyeball to eyeball, shoulder to shoulder of Latter-day Saints. Come on.
Okay, going to the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 31, down to 38, and picking it back up at 42, down to 48. The book of Ezra, chapter 12, verse 31, 31 reads, and the lion, whom you saw is rising up out of the wood, and roaring, and speaking to the eagle, and rebuking her for her unrighteousness, with all the words which you have heard. Verse 32. This is the anointing which the highest Yahweh has kept for them and for their wickedness unto the end. He shall reprove them and shall unbraid them with their cruelty. For he shall set them before him alive in judgment and shall rebuke them and correct them. Verse 34. For the rest of my people shall he deliver with mercy, those that have been preserved upon my borders, and he shall make them joyful until the coming of the day of judgment, whereof I have spoken unto you from the beginning. Verse 35. This is the dream that you saw, and these are the interpretations. Verse 36, you only have been meant to know this secret of the highest Yahweh. Verse 37, therefore write all these things that you have seen in a book and hide them. Verse 38, and teach them to the wise of the people whose mind you know may comprehend and keep these secrets. verse 40, drop it down to verse 42 to 48. 42 reads, "For of all the seers, you only are left up as a cluster of divinities, and as a candle in a dark place, and as a haven or a ship preserved for the tempest." Verse 43. "Are not the evils which are come to us sufficient?" 44. "If you shall forsake us, how much better had it been for us if we also had been burnt in the midst of Yahdash Judah?" Verse 45. "For we are not better than they that died there. And they weep with a loud voice. Then answered I them and said," 46, "Be of good comfort, O Israel, and be not heavy, you family of Israel." Verse 47. "For the high Jehovah have you in remembrance, and the mighty have not forgotten you in temptation." Verse 48. "I have not forsaken you, neither am I departed from you, but am come into this place to pray for the desolation of Yahdash Judah, and that I might seek mercy for the low estate of your temple."
That's big talk there. So he, I'm hearing a whole lot of good stuff out of Israel. So the people, they got a little weary. So, you know, like I said, we're weary today because we don't know. We're watching that one eye Satan. We don't know what's going on, but we're trying to tell you. We're going to tell you some good stuff. On the way, I'll tell you some good stuff. Now, Mother Eden, we're looking at 2 Ezra chapter 13. Verse 9 down to verse 13. Let's see what we can get out of this. We go on and look at 2 Ezra, Mother Eve. Let's see what can we get out of 9 through 13. You're on the clock, Mother Eve. Come on.
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse 9 to 13. "And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war." Verse 10. "But only I saw that he sent out of his mouth as it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out fox and temperance." Verse 11. "And they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, flaming breath, and the tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burnt them up, everyone. So that upon 12 and 13, Mother, verse 13. Okay, I'm finishing 11. "So that upon a sudden of a numerous multitude, nothing was to be received, but only dust and smoke of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid." Verse 12. "Afterwards, I saw the same man coming down from the mountain and called unto him another peaceable mother too." 13. "And there came much people unto him, whereof some were glad, some were sorrow, some of them were bound, and others some brought of them that were offered."
Mm-hmm. So they had Yeah, so they had mixed emotions. Yeah. Some that was happy.
And I wait and pray.
Okay. So he got Ezra in a vision to see some good stuff, but he really didn't get the conclusion of it at that point. So, but what he recalled real good there, Mother E, he recalled something in verse 11 that really got his attention about the great multitude was everywhere, and this man flew up on top of a mountain, the mountain of Yahdah Judah. He was up on that mountain. But what really got his attention was verse 11. Mother E, can you bring out verse 11? What really got his attention in verse number 11?
Okay. In verse 11, and they were all mixed together. That the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great temperance, and fell with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight.
And what happened? So they were prepared to fight. And what happened? Is any more in verse 11? Did he do anything to them? One devil was prepared to fight that we can read. Is there anything that we can read that happened to them? I mean, the nation got together. They was ready to fight. And he threw up on top of a mountain, and they was ready to put their dukes up. All their military weapons. And is there anything in verse 11 that we need to know, Mother E, that I didn't hear it. Maybe I heard it and didn't hear it. What happened?
He brought them.
He done what?
He brought them up, everyone.
Is that what he did? He burned them all up. So you see, you started out that one-eyed thing. But look here. We can go in this book and tell you exactly what's going to happen all day long, with one eye and looking on something else. Mother D up Israel. Pick up verse 16 down to verse 24.
2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 16 to 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Verse 16. For as I conceived in my understanding, woe unto them that shall be left in those days, and much more woes unto them that are not left behind. 17. For they that were not left were in heaviness. Understand I the things that are laid up in the latter days, which shall happen.
Hold on. Let me get that, Mother. Wait a minute. What Ezra was saying, he wasn't saying nothing in his days. He was saying those that was taken and left in what kind of days, Mother?
In the latter days.
Oh. So Ezra was saying what was going to happen in the latter days on the woes that's going to be left, and whatever he said on taking. He's doing some talking now, so then we better try to break this down through the book on what is he saying. Skip down to verse 21, down to verse 21 to 24. Listen real carefully what Ezra going to make some statements here now. We need to listen to what he say in verse 21 down to verse 24. What did he say there, Mother up Israel?
2 Ezra 13, verse 21 to 24. Verse 21. The interpretation of the vision shall I show thee, and I will open unto thee the thing that thou hast required. 22. Whereas thou hast spoken of them that are left behind.
This is the interpretation. Point three. He that shall endure the perils in that time has kept himself. They that be fallen into danger are such as have works in faith towards the Almighty. 24. Know this, therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead.
Ain't that something? You hear what the man said? So everybody on the panel, you know, y'all said the same good stuff. Listen, those that left, it's going to be the one blessed. See, right? So everybody said that. See, nothing makes the sea happen. Now, I know that, you know, when we stand before Yahweh and we said, look here, and we said, what are your words? We got some James 520. we got some James 520.
Hallelujah.
So you see how that word go, how that big word go, it's a big word when everybody agree on one accord. It's called unanimous or something like that. If I'm saying the word right, because you know, I might get more calls on you ain't got the king's language. So what? So what? I ain't got the king's language right. But unanimously, we all on the same page.
Hallelujah.
We all want to be left, because if you left, you're going to be what again in verse 24?
Verse 25. Folks, know this, therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead.
Now, he ain't talking about both ways today. You can walk around dead by not hearing what we're saying. And you can be in the ground dead, too. But listen, if you ain't heard what we are saying so far, and take on 25, you dead if you're Israelite ain't got no fringes on. You're a walking dead person. Because the order is for anybody of Israel descent to have fringes on. So you dead anyway. You might have your mouth going, but you just as dead as all outdoors if you ain't got no fringes on. Say it right now. Now. So the man got rules and regulations. If you're going to be left, you will be left with some fringes on. And if you not, you're going to be taken. And we probably read in tomorrow night lesson when you either be taken by Michael or you be taken by Tata Jerusa. It's up to you. I've got to tell you, you're going to be taken. The one that's left, Michael going to show up and say something to you, and the one that's to be taken, Tartarus is going to run with speed to tell you something. It's up to you. Our job is to make sure you clear of what's going to happen according to the scripture. You know, because I want all the James 5:20s I can get, and Matthew 21:25. I want all I can get. I want all I can get, because when you stand before this man, I won't be standing before this man with my feast day, with my white garments on, with them fringes on, or my royal blue garments with my fringes on. You say, oh, you got your fringes on, huh? Yeah, I do. I lost my train of thought. Got too good to me that time. Let me go back to the left. Let's go to 2 Ezra there, young lion. We go on to 2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 49 through 50, and 52 down to verse 55. Listen to this. Listen, Latter-day Saints. We can meet you anywhere in this Bible whenever the Spirit of Yahweh give it to us. It don't make no difference. I'm in the subject matter. Because we know our responsibility. But when you're addressing the Bible, this is for Israel, about Israel, to Israel. You got a role to play But what you're talking is to Israel, not you. But you're welcome to hear it, and we'll show you your role that you will play in the near future. But right now, this is talking to Israel, about Israel, about Israel, to Israel, for Israel. 2 Kings 13:49-50, 52-55. Then, Mother Eve, we're going to start in second book. Well, I'll tell you what, we wait after our hero to come in and give his closing thoughts on cake number 125. Let's see what we can get out of the young lion in 2 Ezra 13:49. What can we get out of you, young lion? You on the clock. Come on.
Okay, 2 Ezra 13:49-50, 52-55.
Yes,
verse 49 reads, "Now, when he destroyed the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he shall defend his people that remain." Verse 50. "And then shall he show them great wonders." 52. "And he said unto me, like as you can neither seek out nor know the things that are in the deep of the sea, even so can no man upon earth see my son or those that be with him, but in the daytime." Verse 53. "This is the interpretation of the dream which you saw, and whereby you only are here lightened." Verse 54. "For you have forsaken your own way and applied your diligence unto my Torah structure and sought it." 55. "Your life has you ordered in wisdom and has called understanding your mother."
Yeah, you told those here. Even when I saw it, he said, "I'm watching you, Sir." He said, "Look what he said in verse 49 again. Look at verse 49.
49 reads, "Now when he destroyed the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he shall defend his people that remain."
He's going to defend the peoples that remain. So all of us said we want to remain. We want to be left. So we want to be left. We don't want to be taken nowhere. We want to have us Marie. We want to have us a Psalm 91 verse 1. This is what we want to do. 91 verse 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on Psalm 91, 1, 2, and 3.
Book of Psalms, chapter 91. Book of Psalms, mm-hmm. chapter 91, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 1 to 3, verse 1. "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Verse 2. "I will say of the Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Yahweh, in him will I trust." Verse 3. "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noise of pestilence."
Mm-hmm. Hey, mother, be up Israel. Pick it up in, and what's going on in verse 7, down to verse number 7, down to, let's see exactly, can we tie all this in from 7 down to verse 11?
Psalms 91, verse 7 to 11.
Yeah, this is the reason why we want to be left. Let's see why we want to be left, that we can read in verse number 7 down to 11.
Psalms 91, verse 7 through 11. Verse 7,
1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Verse 8. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9. Because thou hast made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you in all your ways.
Why is he going to do that, Mother Deep Israel in 14 and 15? Why is he going to do that? What is the reason he's going to do that? Maybe 14 and 15 can tell us why.
Psalm 91, verse 14 and 15, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Ain't that something? You mean this Bible telling exactly blow by blow? All you got to do is put the girl through the precept, see, right? You're telling us exactly all we got to do is be 2 Ezra 2:47 and 48, Brother Mackay, we bring our heel in and get closing remarks on tape 125. So all we got to do is be 2 Ezra 2:47 and 48. That's all we got to do. What does it say that we can read?
The book of 2 Ezra, going to chapter 2, picking up at verse 47 and verse 48. 47 reads, so he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahweh, whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to commend them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahweh. Verse 48. Then the ministering spirit said unto me, go your way and tell my people what manner of things and how great wonders of Yahweh, your Yahweh, you have seen.
I hate that stuff. See, you know, again, that's nice. I mean, what can I say? That's nice. Listen, when you know the story already, and that's why when you hear testimony, well, you put your life on the line to be out there and talking about some street teaching. Listen, when you know the end of this thing, do you understand? If you hear what the man is saying, this is the condition of the bottle. The condition of the bottle is fringes wan, street teaching. We out in the garden. We're going to be out there talking some dust as Yahweh and winning the souls of our nation. Huh? This is the condition of the bottle. Do you know he got it written in Ezra? And that's when Mordecai told Ezra, he said, listen, you was created for this. This is reason you was created for. Do you understand? We was created to be in these days with the fringes on, talking to our peoples as Yahweh unfold the land before us, unfold directions, and showing us that you live at the garden one place and the garden's going to be somewhere else. See? Oh, I see all this on the table. But you got to be about what this thing is about. Well, stop for a minute and bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about take number 125. And so we clear that everybody on a unanimous decision says, we want to be left. Why? But we can see the war of the wicked. We want to have a good seat because we will be hollering that name and we're going to watch the reward of the wicked, the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church with Big Timmy Dolan. We're going to be watching y'all run and get to the war of the wicked. See, we already know what's going to happen.
We
clear. See, we ain't scared of you. Well, you cut me. I know. See, we might cut you off. Well, go ahead and cut me off. But I'm saying, I'm trying to tell you something, is that the foxtail have been letting the curtain out whether you cut me off or not. You know, the program will go on. But what I'm trying to tell you, we know the story. It ain't but one way it's going to happen right for some of you. You got to get in where you fit in it, and you got to follow orders on whatever it is and time appointed. Can't tell you nothing now. Tell you something later. Let's bring our elder in and get his closing remarks on take 125 so we clear. Everybody out of the six anointed camps is clear. We want to be left because we want to watch the reward of the wicked. Huh? Maybe we might eat up some popcorn watching you scourge all around and get that fire put on you. Elder Still, you're on the clock for take 125. Come on. Hey, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Still, I got to nuke Mr. Tibbs behind that. What you said, I got to nuke somebody behind what you just said. So get back to the broadcast. Ain't that something? Well, one thing about it, you know, tomorrow is the top part of the Sabbath day, so we'll be back on airways again at 7:30. Remember, Friday classes is at 7:30 on the network, and any holiday or Righteous Day, all classes start at 7:30. Friday, got it good. All right, let's go back to the broadcast. Mr. Tibbs, we catch you on the big station in about an hour or so. So let's go back and look at some more prophecy, Brother Micaiah. Let's run back to 2 Ezra 14 now. And we're going to look at 1 through 20. And Mother E, have me verse 25 and 27. Five waiting on me. But Micaiah, we're going to take a look and see. Ezra done a whole lot of talking, and he had some on his mind, and Yahweh going to say some things to him in the 14th chapter, 1 through 20. And Mother E have me 20. I'll tell you what, hold that point. Let's even bring in Mother Z. Let Mother Z address this national audience while everybody's in the place of 400,000 plus. Let's see if Mother Z ready to address this national audience. Then we'll get back to that. Hey, Mother Z, Yahweh bless you, see Royce.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, Royce. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother Z. Well, Mother Z, now, the stage is set now. Now, they got a couple good answers already. So now, if you want to add to what they need to know, it's over 400,000 plus on the international side. So whatever you want to say to this national audience on take 125, Mother Z, you take your time and get in that microphone and address this national audience. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. I'm just going to read for the national audience tonight in Psalms chapter 27. Book of Psalms, chapter 27. The Book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 27. I'm just going to read some of Psalms, the 27th chapter. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, thus they stumble and fall. Verse 3, then a host shall encamp against me. My mind shall not fear, though the wall shall rise against me, in this will I be comforted. Verse 4, one thing have I desire of the Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Yahweh, and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his prevention. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Verse 6, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemy, around and about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing praises unto the Yahweh. I will sing praises unto the Yahweh. Verse 7. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy upon me, and answer me. Verse 8. When they said, seek ye my face, my mind say unto them, thy face, Yahweh, will I seek. Verse 9. Hide not thy face from me, put not thyself away in anger. That has been my help. Leave me, neither forsake me, O Yahweh, of my salvation. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Yahweh will take me up. Teach me the way, O Yahweh. Teach me the way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain path, because of my enemy. Deliver me over unto, verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemy. For false witness are rise up against me, such as brother our cruelty. Verse 13, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait on the Yahweh and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy mind. Wait, I say, on the Yahweh. In verse 11, it's saying, teach me the way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain pasture. And I would just like to read with the national ordinance. We need Yahweh to teach us the way, because a lot of Israel, they don't know the way. And we truly need Yahweh to teach us and to help us. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Mosey. So the bottom line, I got to get a precept on that, Mother B.M. Israel. That was excellent. I need a precept on that one. That's pretty good. Well, Mother had put on the table. So in the book of Maccabees there, Mother B.M. Israel, you know, I can stand a precept on that. How about 1 Maccabees 3, verse 50 down to verse 56, and 58 down to verse 60? You know, I can stand a precept there, Mother D.F. Israel. 1 Maccabees chapter 3, 50 down to verse 56, then skip down to 58 to 60, and then we'll get back to that. Young line in 2 Ezra chapter 14, 1 down to verse 20.
So, Mother of Israel, 1 Maccabees 3, 50 to 56, 58 to 60, that's my final verdict to you on the clock tomorrow.
1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 50 to 56, skip to 58 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 50. Then cried they with a loud voice towards heaven, saying, what shall we do with these, and whether shall we carry them away? 51. For your sanctuary temple is trodden down and profaned, and they and your priests are in heaviness and brought low. 52. And lo, the nations, the heathen, are assembled together against us to destroy us with things they have imagined against us. Thou knowest. 53. How shall we be able to stand against them except thou, Yahweh, be our help? 54. Then sound they with trumpets and cry with a loud voice. 55. And after this, Yahda ordained captains over the people, even captains over thousands and over hundreds and over 50 and over 10. 56. But as for such as were building houses or had bestrowed wives or were planting vineyards or were fearful, those be command that they should return every man to his own house according to the Torah instruction. Verse 58. And Yahda said, arm yourselves and be valiant men and see that you be in readiness against the morning, that you may fight with those nations that are assembled together against us to destroy us and our temple. Verse 59. For it is better for us to die in battle than to behold the calamities of our people and our temple. Verse 6. Nevertheless, as the will of Yahweh is in heaven, so let him do.
Yeah, so you see the kind of talk that we on. We know it's difficult days ahead, but we can read. Matter of fact, give me a Torah 51:1-3. So we already know this is the condition of the battle. And we the one that the remembrance gonna be on the 6 anointed camps for bosses of two Israelites until Yahweh come and do what he gotta do. So it's clear we setting the foundation, but you know the ones that was fearful, they always, you know, don't wanna get in the order. Just fall back and keep on bumping your gums one way and doing it the way you feel is best for you. But the ones that's prepared for this thing going to step up, and then we're going to get it on. Because it's really going to get it on. But he said the ones, you know, that you hear footprints behind the head or murmuring, just figure out a way to, you know. You hear your grandmother calling you? Yeah. Go on, answer your grandma. I hear my grandmother calling me. Okay, go answer your grandma then. Go on back and answer your grandmama. Because this thing right here is for manfully, you remember we read over that second Ezra, Second Maccabees 7, the woman had a manfully stomach, but she was a woman because she was about this business.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, the bottom line is you got some that's going to always complain, murmur, complain, always try to come up another way. You have to understand that that's part of the condition of a battle. But the ones about this business going to step up because they're going to be reading the scripture. Exactly how it's going to go. So, And Mother D up Israel getting ready to read Isaiah 51, 1, 2, and 3. What did it say, Mother?
I thought you said Sarat.
Yeah, Sarat. Yeah, I did say that.
Okay.
Yeah, Sarat. 51, 1, 2, and 3. You right?
Okay, Sarat chapter 51, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. I will thank thee, O Yahuwah, and King, and praise thee, O Yahuwah, my Savior. I do give praises unto your name. Verse 2. For thou art my defender and helper and hast preserved my body from destruction and from the snare of the slander tongue and from the lips that forge lies and hast been my helper against my adversary. Verse 3. And hast delivered me according to the multitude of your mercy and greatness of your name from the teeth of them that were ready to devour me and out of the hand of such as sought after my life and from the manifold affliction which I hate.
So, we reading how it's going to come out. You know, it's a pleasure to be able to receive this word to pass it on. We already know how it's going to happen. And we already know that it's going to be difficult days for the world concerned. But we're going to honor Yahuwah in the fire. And Yahuwah, this ministry is going to break the back of the hypocrite. And we're going to lead by example. We're going to be in order. Going to be by Yahuwah's word, the one that run their mouth in the 6th anointed camp, going to have their fringes on. And going to be one accord about this business. And Yahuwah going to give us the double. That's how it's going to happen. So we got to be about this man's business. Now let's go now. That was excellent, Mother. That's the precept of Mother Z. Mother Z and I always hit the stage. Remember, the best part of the broadcast, when Mother Z set the stage again, you know, and that's what it's all about. So there it is. Now, let's get back to where we're at. Now let's look at, Israel. Now, Israel was the man of the hour. So now he was laying back up under him old tree for a minute. And we're going to read about him in 14, 1 down to verse 20. And Mother E is going to have me verse 25. Then 27 to 35. Let's see what kind of time we have after that. Let's see what we can read. Young Lion, 2nd Ezra 14, 1 down to verse 20. That's my final verdict. You on the clock. Come on.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 14, verses 1 down to verse 20. Verse 1 reads, and it came to pass upon the third day, I sat under an oak, and behold, there came a voice out of a bush over against me, and said, Ezra, for him am I, Yahuwah. And I stood up upon my feet. Verse 3. Then said he unto me, in the bush I did manifestly reveal myself unto Moses, and talked with him, when my people stirred in Egypt. Verse 4. And I sent him, and led my people out of Egypt, and brought him up to the mount of Sinai, where I held him by me a long season. Verse 5. And told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secrets of the times and the end, and commanded him, saying, verse 6. These words shall you declare, and these shall you hide. Verse 7. And now I say unto you, verse 8, that you lay up in your mind the signs that I have showed and the dreams that you had seen, and the interpretations which you had heard. Verse 9, for you shall be taken away from all, and from here forth you shall remain with many sons, and with such as be like you, until the times be ended. Verse 10, for the world hath lost his youth, and the times begin to wax old. Verse 11, for the world is divided into 12 parts, and the 10 parts of it are gone already, and half of a tenth part. Verse 12, and there remain that which is after the half of the 10 part. Verse 13.
Well, hold that point. I got to get it. Hold up. I got to get in there. I mean, it just, well, I'd be trying to hold back, but you got a spirited man, Mother D of Israel. Help me out for a minute. You know, see, I be trying my best to, you know, to hold back and just read back and listen to the power of a good read. But Mother D.F. Israel, do you know that is in the book of Jeremiah 20, Mother D.F. Israel, you know, in the 20th chapter of the book, those see out that what we can read in verse number 9, 20 verse 9.
Okay.
Jeremiah 20 verse 9.
Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my mind as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay.
Ain't that something? Because you see, as a citizen, man, I mean, sometimes you be hearing all this good stuff that's read, but, you know, I'll be trying to read back, but I got to say something. Because that spirit push you, see, right? Here's why I know. I'm going to know when you got it. That spirit going to push you. You got to get in there. You got to. You might want to rap back, and all of a sudden, get on in there and say something. Now, what was the last verse you read again there, young lion? You read a verse. What was that verse was you just got through reading? Now, go back and back up and read two verses that you just got through reading. What were them two verses again there, young lion?
Okay.
Yeah, the 10 part. Thank you. A mother already, the 10 part have already done what again? What the 10 part did already?
And let me see, verse 11. For the world is divided into 12 parts, and the 10 parts of it are gone already. And half of the 10 part.
I can't let that get away. I cannot let that get away. So now, I can't just get away. The 10 parts have gone already. Is that what you said? So how many? You said the 10 part gone already? Did that what it said?
In half of a 10 part.
Oh, half of the 10 part are gone already?
Yeah, it says, in the 10th part of it are gone already, and half of the 10th part.
Well, no, you said the 10th part is gone already, right?
And half of a 10th part.
Okay, well, read again. I want to make sure I got it plain there. Bubba, can I read it?
Verse 11.
Okay, read again.
Verse 11. For the world is divided into 12 parts. And the 10
okay,
parts
the world,
of it are...
Wait, hold on a minute. The world is divided into 10 parts. Is that what we're reading?
No.
The world is divided into 12 parts.
Oh, the world is divided into 12 parts. Well, hold that point. What's that supposed to mean? Hold that point. What's that reading? That mean, Mother E, in Deuteronomy 28, verse number 9 and 10? What do that mean? What do you mean by the world is divided into 12 parts? Is I'm correct? The world is divided into 12 parts. Is that correct?
12 parts.
Okay. 12. Okay. Okay, Mother, run over to Deuteronomy 28 and look at verse 9 and 10 for me.
Okay. Deuteronomy 28.
Mm-hmm.
You almost lost.
You have 28 verse 9 and 10. Yeah, help me out there, Mother. What can we read? Yes, help me out on that.
28.
Verse 9 and 10.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. Yahweh shall establish thee a righteous people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Hold on, Mother. I got a little excited. Make that 32, verse 9 and 10. You make it 32, verse 9 and 10.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 9 and 10.
Okay. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. For the Yahweh portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Mm-hmm. Now back up and read verse 8. Because we're talking about Israel, right? Verse 8.
Right. Verse 8. When the Most High divided the nation, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundary of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
Okay. How many is the number of the children of Israel, Mother, and 49:28? How many numbers is the children of Israel? So when he divided the nation, he set the bounds according to the number of the children of Israel. What is the numbers that we can read in 49:28 of Genesis?
49:28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is the numbers that we can read?
Okay.
Yeah, what's the numbers that we can read?
In the book of?
Genesis 49:28. Genesis 49:28. I need to count on how many is the children of Israel. In Genesis 49:28.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their fathers speak unto them and bless them, everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So how many is the tribe, the children of Israel? How many is it according to 49:28, Mother?
12 tribes.
Okay. All right. Now, Bob Mackay, read that verse again. That 12 again. Read the verse again.
For the second Exodus, chapter 14, verse 11. Verse 11 reads. For the world is divided into 12 parts.
So the world is divided into 12 parts. Mother D up Israel, 45:17 of Isaiah, Mother dear Israel. What world is divided into 12 parts? What world are we talking about? Who? What world?
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded. World without end.
What? You mean that if that what we read is a code about something in here? That a little, like the grill cream commercial say, a little dab will do a little precepting, you better keep up with this verse right here. So we found out right now Ezra's been informed about the 12 tribes of Israel and Israel world that the mental spirit is telling Israel about. That's what world he's talking about. Now come on back, Brother Makai, let's get a little bit more out of that.
Okay, 2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 11 reads, "For the world is divided into 12 parts, and the 10 parts of it are gone already in half."
Stop right there. Stop right there. But 10 part of it is gone already. Now, Mother of Israel, who are these 10 parts that's gone already in 2 Samuel, verse 19, verse 43? Who are these 10 parts that's going on? And Mother E, have me Hosea chapter 1, verse number 8 and 9. And maybe we might find out a little something on the way to find out something. We might find out something on the way to find out something. So who are these 10 parts that is gone already that we can read in 2 Samuel 19, verse 43?
2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 43. And the men of Israel answered the men of Yada and said, "We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more rights in David than you. Why then did you despise us that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king?" And the word, the men of Yada were fierce than the words of the men of Israel.
You mean the men of Israel, they put some bass in their voice?
Yeah.
They put some bass in their voice to Yahda Judah? They put a bass in their voice, didn't they? Is that what we're in here? But then what happened in the end of it? But what happened when Yahda Judah, when Yahda heard all that bass, what did they do again? And the words of what?
And the words of the men of Yahda were fierce than the words of the men of Israel.
Ain't that something? So you see, no, the king, you got to stop it. You got to get rid of that puffed up spirit because we'll roar you out of line. Because it's not good to roar you loud in your roar. Is that what we're reading here?
Yeah.
is that what we're reading here? You can't roar louder than us because we got records saying that you lose. You going to lose? You see what the Bible trying to tell you. You mean Ezra was taught all this? Now back up, Mother E. No, Brother Makai, back up. I know you're holding Hosea. Come back. Hold up for a minute, Mother. Back up to 1 Kings 11. And let's get the origin of this conversation. 1 Kings 11. You mean this book of he's telling Ezra some things. Ezra understood all. You know why? Because he understood what was written on the left side of the book. So he understood plainly what was going on. You know, remember the title of the lesson is Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Try YHDH, Part 125. So we unlock a lot of mysteries along the way of things, and then you know that we not only can read the Bible, we can unlock the mysteries in the Bible, too.
9-11 chapter, Brother Micaiah, speak of verse, 1 Kings 11:29, and take it down to verse number 31. Let's see the origin of this conversation.
1 Kings 11:29-31. Verse 29 reads, "And it came to pass that time when Jeroboam went out of Yada, Judah, that the seer Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field." Verse 30, "And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. Verse 31, "And he said to Jeroboam, take you 10 pieces. For thus says Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you."
Mm-hmm. Verse 35.
Verse 35 reads, "But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto you, 10 tribes."
Oh, so now go back to that again when you tell Ezra, how many parts have done what again? So how many parts are we going to find out what's the origin of that? Come on, let's see what's happening again about that.
Okay, second Ezra, chapter 14, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, "For the world is divided into 12 parts, and the 10 parts of it are gone already."
Stop right there. Now, mother, why is the 10 parts gone already, mother Eve, in Hosea chapter 1? Let's find out why. What happened? What happened to make the 10 tribes gone already that we can read? In the book of Hosea chapter 1, there, mother, we need to read, we decode some things that we can read. Let's see if we decode something that we can read. Let's read verse 5. 1 verse 5. Hosea 1 5. Let's decode something, mother. 1 verse 5.
The book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 5. "And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel."
Oh, now how many is Israel again, Mother E?
How many is Israel?
Yeah, how many is Israel?
12.
Come on, Mother of Israel. How many is Israel, Mother?
10 tribes.
So 10. All right. Good. 10. Let's find out about the 10 that we can read, Mother E. Now we'll find out about the 10 that he gonna say in verse number 9. Let's talk about the 10 in verse 9. Verse 9 and 10. Let's talk about it.
Same book.
Yeah, verse 9 and 10. Let's talk about this, about these ten pieces, 10 tribes. Let's talk about it, tie in this prophecy that Ezra is getting fully aware of and brought back to his attention, verse 9 and 10.
Okay. Hosea chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 10, verse 1. "Then said Yahweh, call his name Yerubah, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh." Verse 12.
Oh, wait, hold on, mother. So now we find Lahani, he pointed toward 10 tribes of Israel. He said, "Now, Hosea, you tell them of 10 tribes of Israel, you gone already because you're not going to be my people. So when you're not his people, you gone already."
Mm-hmm.
Now, verse 10, Mother E, what it said in verse 10?
Verse 10, "Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea,
Oh, yeah, they make a lot of babies. That's right. They make a lot of them. Kid Northern Tribe, they make a lot of babies. They be living 30 in one house. They make a lot of babies. No doubt about that. Now, you know who that fit. You see one house, you see 30 might come out of one house. God, no. What are y'all at? In there. Go ahead, read.
Which cannot be measured nor numbered, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, that it shall be said unto them, you are the son of the living Yahweh.
Oh, wait a minute. So it's a place that they are called not his people, and that place is everywhere now because they call themselves. That's why we got that chart. They are addressed to them names on that chart more than the names of any member of the 10 tribes of Israel. And we clear about that. Right, right. They are addressed to them names that's on the right side of the chart quicker than they are addressed to the ones on the left side of the chart. Right? But then he leads them a solution in verse number 11. What's their solution there, mother? Let's see if he got any kind of medicine for them that is not his people, because the name they carry themselves, you're not Yahweh's people. And it's like not wearing fringes, you ain't Yahweh's people. I don't care how much words you know. You got no fringes on, Yahweh look at you like you don't never mind. The game changes the fringes, and understand one thing, the people call 10 Northern Tribe, you're not his people, and they will respond to every name on that chart besides the names that we're going to tell them in the street teaching in days to come. But here their solution in verse 11. What's their solution in verse 11 is?
Hosea chapter 1, verse 11. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and point themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel.
Mm-hmm. But hold a point right there, mother, right there. But this don't happen until they do what? What they got to do according to verse number 11. And we got a precept there and find out what he's talking about. What they got to do in verse number 11, what's real important, ain't none going to work for the northern kingdom until they do what? Who going to take a shot at that? Mother, be up in
One head.
So until they appoint themselves one head, you ain't got nothing coming. Now we got a precept there, Brother Micaiah, and find out who the one head is. So now we clear, it ain't going to work until you appoint one head. So now let's find out exactly in the 37th chapter, Brother Micaiah, verse 15, down to verse 22, and let's see what's going to happen. Now, see, we might as well get back on what we own, because, like I said, the Spirit of Yahweh took it the way he wanted to go. So we already know it yet, but we want to find out, ain't nothing going to happen for northern kingdom until they appoint themselves. How many heads must be up Israel?
One head.
All right, let's find out what's going on in Ezekiel 37. Hey, how did the children of Israel, Moses of Israel, how did the children of Israel come out of Egypt that we can read back to Hosea chapter 12? So we already know in Hosea chapter 12, it told us exactly how millions came out in 12 verse 13. Let's even say in Hosea 12, if you want to know what to do today, look back at yesterday. Hosea 12:13, Mother D up Israel, bring it.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by a seer, Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a seer was he preserved.
Hate that something. So you see what the man is saying? He tell you how it's going to be. You can pub yourself up all you want to and keep on backbiting, murmuring, and complaining. But this is how it's going to happen. You read how it's going to happen. If you want to know what to do today, look back at yesterday. They said they got to appoint themselves one head. Now, they're going back to Brother Micaiah in Ezekiel chapter 37, 15 down to verse 22. And we might just about give it a run out of time. I don't know. My, how time run fast when you're having fun. Ezekiel chapter 37, 15 down to verse 22. Brother Micaiah, Israel, bring it.
The book of Ezekiel, 15 down to 22, verse 15 reads, the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, 16, moreover, you son of man, take you one stick and write upon it for Yadadu and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Northern King, the stick of Northern King, for all the house of Israel, his companions. Verse 17, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in your hand. Verse 18, and when the children of your people shall speak unto you, saying, will you not show us what you meanest by these? Verse 19, say unto them, says Yahweh, Yahweh, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Northern Kingdom, the 10 tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yadadzuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. Verse 20, and the stick whereon you write it shall be in your hand before their eyes. Verse 21, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. Verse 22, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
So it's not going to work until the seer take a broken stick and put two sticks together. And them two sticks together represents what a mother in a closing statement in Jeremiah 33. It represents what in verse 24 in a closing statement. Hey, Mother E, what do it represent in Jeremiah 33:24 in a closing statement? What do it represent?
Okay. Jeremiah 33,
verse 24. What do it represent in Jeremiah 33:24?
33:24. The two families which the Yahweh has chosen, each he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them.
Mm-hmm. And what does it say in verse 26 in the closing statement?
Verse 26. Then I will cast away the seed of Jacob and David, my servant, so that I will not take away of his seed to be ruler over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, for I will cause their captives to return and have mercy on them.
Mm-hmm. But the only way you're going to cast these people away, Mother E, is what? In the closing statement in verse 25. The only way these people is going to be cast away then, now, or forever, what got to happen in verse 25 in the closing statement? Mother, give me a 33:25. I'll tell you what, just give me a closing statement. We'll let Mother D up get to grab that 25. Give me a closing statement of that, Mother. You on the clock, come on.
Just thanking and praising Yahweh for the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's in the class. Israel, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. And hold on. Mother Eve, Mother Z saying, hold on, children of Israel. Hold on. Your help is here now. Just obey the word of Yahweh. Hold on. Hey, Mother Z of Israel. Excellent. So, Mother Z of Israel, what it says in 33? Verse number 25.
Jeremiah 33:25.
And a closing statement. And then you go and give it to them grandkids and take that shoe off and say, let me tell y'all something, grandbaby. When you see grandma got her hammer down, y'all be quiet. 33:25. And a closing statement.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 25. Okay. Jeremiah 33:25. Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinance of the heavens and the earth.
Go ahead and read 26.
Wait a minute. I'm in jail.
You're right, right? 26. You're doing good. Read verse 26.
Okay, 26. Then will I cast away the seed of Israel and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be ruler over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
Right. So, as long as you see the heaven, earth, and air, we on the clock as we speak. Close the seven, Mother D up Israel. Catch you on the eyeball on the Sabbath day. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, I want to say I thank Yahweh for the lesson tonight. And I thank Yahweh for our seal. And I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're clear. Hey, Brother Micaiah, we clear how it's going to happen in Jeremiah 50, verse 4, 5, 33, 34. We already got what I say. Once you understand, you got to come with a consensus of one head. And the one head going to put the elders and the elder mothers together, the captains and all that together, and it's how it's going to happen. I mean, we in progress right now. On the Sabbath day, we're going to be out there in the field, out there in the garden, hollering on the microphone. This is our reading of service. We will have our fringes on. So we're about Yahweh's business. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4, 5. Then skip down to 33 and 34. We already know how it's going to happen. All we do is read and a closing statement that Brother Micaiah. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 4, 5, 33, and 34. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 4, read. In those days, and in that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel should come. They and the children of Yadah Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh, their Yahweh. Verse 5. They shall ask the way to Yadah Judah with their faces thereward, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Verse 33. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel, 10 northern tribes, and the children of Judah, Yada, Southern tribes were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Verse 34. Their Redeemer is strong. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon.
Well, give me 2 Ezra 10. So what do we got to do? 2 Ezra 10:31-33 in closing statement. But Micaiah, hey, young lion, what we got to do? So what our part is that we got to do in 2 Ezra 10:31-33? What's our part? Come on.
Book of 2 Ezra 10:31-33. Verse 31 reads, what alive you, and why are you so disquieted? And why is your understanding troubled in the thoughts of your mind? Verse 33. And he said unto me, stand up manfully, and I will advise you.
Wait a minute. Give me a 24:7. Stand up manfully, and I will advise you. And Exodus 24:7, and what else?
To the book of Exodus. Into the book of Exodus, chapter 24:7. Pick it up at verse 7. Book of Exodus, chapter 24:7. Verse 7 reads, and he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people. And they said, all that Yahweh has said, we do and be obedient.
Ain't that something? That's all we got to do is be obedient to the leadership. Be obedient. Put them fringes on and let's get with it. Well, we'll stop it right here. Time to have too much fun. Young Lion, you're on the clock for the final close, and we'll catch you eyeball to eyeball top part of Saturday. The flow is yours. Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, to be able to learn under the seal, the word of Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for a wife and children I've given me for him. Thank you, Yahweh, for the elders, the mothers, and all the brothers and sisters in the 6 anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelite. I want to read the book of 2 Ezra, reading chapter 3. Verse 34. Weigh you therefore our wickedness now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Look at the mother. You hear the mother? All of them. See, I've been trying to tell you something. The fox tail have been let, the curtain have. Up. Only thing holding us up is order. Listen, the 6 anointed camps, it is an order from Yahweh to have your fringes on. When you step out in your fringes, because somebody is there for you to reach. They're going to see your fringes.